turning this over. I'm your host, Zeke Duckworthy, to Gabby Mendick, who is back, and she's going to put on One Pot Wonder. And thank you very much to my two guests, Nils Johnson and R.D. King.
Thank you, Zeke.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Yep. Let's see here.
That was Patty Griffin, 250,000 miles
That was Radio Zeke Duckworthy's last song that he just played us out on. I'm Gabriella the Hun. This is One Pot Wonder. Thanks for listening to WMFO in Medford. I have some very special guests again. Well, no, not so special. Rachel Murderson and Jessica Change are their DJ names. And they're here with me. They don't want to talk. They don't want to play music. They wouldn't bring their instruments. So they'll sit here and we'll see if they'll chime in at all. But this is a special edition of One Pot Wonder because it is at least my last show for another week. No, I'm just kidding. But maybe, who knows where I'll be or if it will continue. Hopefully it will. So it's going to be a best of greatest hits, One Pot Wonder, according to myself. But we're going to start. I'm going to start with a song by Pine Grove called Old Friends that I've been listening to nonstop for a few weeks. It's really good. Rachel, what do you think of it?
I love it. It's a great song.
Wait, is that mic on? Yeah, it is on.
Yeah. It's a great song.
Any other thoughts? Yeah, you didn't love it at first immediately, did you? But
it was okay at first, and then I started really liking it.
Yeah, okay, well, you'll recognize it. Okay, here it is.
Walking outside, labyrinthine over cracks along under the trees. I know this town grounded in a compass, cardinal landing in the dogwood. Keep going over it over and over. My steps iterate my shame. How come every outcome such come down? Lately afternoon with the shades drawn down. Kept saying I just wanted to see it. Saying what's wrong with that? Needle shaking outlines in a compass. Every outcome such come down. Saw your boyfriend at the Port Authority, sort of fucked up place. Well, so I averted my stride on a quick one. It's coming back from going over your place, huh? I feel like we could forget about it. I feel like I could mellow out. I don't feel undone in a big way. There's nothing really bad to be upset about. When I thought I was getting better, I woke up on the ground. An appointment or disappointment. Step back on the come down. As if I needed a reminder. Oh, I do only what I wanna. So walking out in the nighttime, springtime, needling my way home. I saw Leah on the bus a few months ago. I saw some old friends at her funeral. My steps keep splitting my grief through these solipsistic moods. I should call my parents when I think of them. Should tell my friends when I love them. Maybe I should have gone at a bit more when you guys are still in town. I got too caught up in my own shit. It's how every outcome such come down.
is a wicked bird. His wings are black as sin. And he floats outside my prison window, mocking those within. And he sings to me real low, it's hell to where you go. For you didn't murder Kate McKinnon. When I first met Tom McKinnon, I was working in the mine. He said he had himself a dark-haired daughter with long green eyes. And when she and I didn't meet, she was bathing in the creek. Prettiest girl in the whole damn holler, that ain't no lie. So I went a-courting Kate McKinnon. Got me a job and I quit my rambling. And every day I'd say a quarter of my pay. Like you'd buy a diamond ring. Lord, and one day I come home to find my darling angel's not inside. So I made for the creek where she and I didn't meet. Found her with some other lover. Kate McKinnon.
That was Kate McKinnon by Coulter Wall, everyone's favorite Canadian musician who sounds quite a bit like Johnny Cash, if I do say so myself, but I think his songs are different, but his voice is very similar. And he just came out with a brand new album, self-titled album, that is very superb, highly recommend it, and everything else of his. And before that was Old Friends by Pine Grove. Next up is a Joe Fletcher and the Wrong Reason song. He will be at Atwood's this weekend on Saturday night. and I am very much looking forward to it. Anything else, guys? Anything to contribute? No? Okay, well, here's a Joe Fletcher song.
On the loose ground tonight, you can run with the bulls, go to the fight, and save all your smiles for Saturday. Now, well, I walk through the valley, duck through the tomb. Met a young woman, lived above the saloon. She lit me a candle, it burned out too soon. My mind still shines like a big.
I might have lost my leg in the war. What war? The war of love. My girl's a real shark. I'm not gonna try to debate it. Not everybody's perfect. My baby told me, darling, if you can't get a pardon, better get a parole. I told her I'll be out by the morning when the sun is down and with the money roll. Ooh-wee, that gal's the gal for me. She loves me tenderly. I walk with my brand new slacks and my hair slicked back down to Donnie's pier. Me to buy him a bottle, but I blew my wallet on a chandelier. All for my loving gal, Lenore, loves the elderly. A bottle of scotch, a dime sack and a diamond watch. Wouldn't you like that? A bottle of gin, a typewriter and a violin. Wouldn't you like that? Whoa! James Felice on the piano. Real talent. All right, Jimmy, that's enough. Let's wrap it up. Took it back again. Oh man, you got to understand, she loves me tenderly. A bottle of scotch, a dime sack and a diamond watch. Wouldn't you like that? A bottle of gin, what? A typewriter.
All right, we're back. That was Love Me Tenderly by the Felice Brothers from their self-titled album, one of my favorite Felice Brothers songs. Who agrees? Oh, and there's a new guest. People just keep shuffling in. It's Catherine the Great, the one and only.
Yay.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Gabriella.
What's up?
Nothing. What's up with you?
Not much, not much.
Good.
Anything new?
Nope.
Nope. Okay. Moving on. Yeah, we missed the show last week because we were all in Philadelphia, and I did a makeup on the UPenn student radio station WQHS. That was a lot of fun, but we didn't know how to work the microphones, and it's nowhere near as good as WMFO. But now we're back, and Zeke kept the seat warm for me last week and did an awesome show, and here we are. Jess has a request. What's your request?
My request is it called Kingdom Come?
Yeah.
By Ian Fitzgerald. It was our anthem for our Vermont trip.
It was your anthem. Just kidding.
No, it's our anthem.
But I think
admit it. You love the song.
I do love the song, but
just as much as I do.
What if I played a song of his, like a different one?
the first one on the track, on the CD, the first track.
Yet a different one.
So she'll kind of take They're your so request, annoying. But just not at all.
We listened to that album like 5 times in a row over the past 2 days.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, maybe I'll play a new one and then that one later on.
Sure.
She's mad.
Spaces for the dates of a birth and death. One carved in, only one spot left. She pictures them guessing every secret lesson that she learned. Lillian lounges in her homemade dress. Her Wednesday worst doubles is her Sunday best. She slides down the strap so every spot on her shoulder converts. She danced like the only one who heard the song. The only cool night that summer's over for the vocal. The way he kept forcing him to his knees, saying, "Answer my prayers, I don't care if they don't please anyone. I don't need anyone except for Lily." The arch of her back matched a string of a bow. The snap when she fired so her heart let go. Then her love flew wild like she aimed herself at empty sky. Sometimes the wind breathes louder than us, so the sound of someone sleeping is mistaken for dust. Before he wakes up and feel the breeze from where Lillian lies, he heard her singing. Neighbor's lawn, her voice drifted through the window, though the shades were drawn against the sun. The weight kept forcing him to his knees, saying, "Answer my prayers, I don't care if they don't please anyone. I don't need anyone except for Lily." Side. The page on the calendar needs somebody to make it turn.
Delta mama and a nigga jack man. Raise their Cumberland daughter in a Tennessee band. Played spring water station in. Couldn't play fast, couldn't fit in. Called a 66 Dodge from Carolina. Got her education on her mama's dime.
She was singing in a bar called Comatose, halfway rusted on a salty coast. Rock of Ages, cleave for me. Let me hide myself in thee, buried in the sand. 500 miles from Birmingham. We'll rock a mountain cowboy in a rock and roll band, plug his amplifier in all across the land. Athens, Georgia on a Friday night, saw that little girl, she could sing all right. Spent 5 years going from town to town, waiting on that little girl to come around. Caught in the arms of New York City, to lose that gal seemed a terrible pity. Rock of Ages, cleave for me. Let my something out of nothing with a scratch and a hole. Two old guitars like a shovel and a rope. Rock of Ages, cleave for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Now I understand on better terms since Birmingham. The earth stood still, Sid began to move. I understood the words he said, he understood mine too. I watched Sid suffer, I saw Sid strong. Oh, tell me, where do the great ones go when they're gone? Told me it would be all right to go and have fun. And he said he loved his family, but it was time to run. I love that old man. Well, I wrote him this song. Tell me, where do the great ones go when they're gone? Thank you.
to say goodbye. When you run into Jack Sydney, tell him I said hi. I love that old man. I pray he's where he belongs, hanging where the gray ones go when they're gone.
was Lord We Get High by The Fox Hunt, the first song that I heard of theirs back in the day when I was just a child that I really loved. I think that's from their album Nowhere Bound. It came out maybe like 10 years ago or something. They're pretty somewhat defunct now, but still will occasionally play a show in West Virginia. I think most of the listeners to this show live in West Virginia. So, relevant information. What?
Say hi, Dad.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
One, two, three. Hi, Dad.
Before that was Song for Sid by Langhorne Slim. His ode to his grandparents. A very sweet, sad song. It is. And before that was Birmingham by Shovels and Rope. All of the favorites, all of the best of the best for the last day, maybe.
Except one.
And before that was Lillian by Ian Fitzgerald. Yeah, Jess is getting mad. This is going to, I don't know what's going to happen. But either way, next is going to be some, we've only got a little bit of time left. Maybe the next people won't show up. But next up is some Casey Musgraves. And then a John Prine song. Yeah, play some Casey Musgraves, John Prine, and Guy Clark. And then some other stuff, we'll see. You guys want to hear that, right? Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
You do?
Someone else when you're drunk and it's late and you're missing me like clean after serving in the conflict overseas. And the time that he served had shattered all his nerves and left a little shrapnel in his knee. But the morphine eased the pain, and the grass grew around his brain and gave him all the confidence he lacked. With a purple heart and a monkey on his back, there's a hole in Daddy's arm where all the money goes. Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears, don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios. Mm-hmm. Sam Stone's welcome home didn't last too long. He went to work when he'd spent his last dime, and Sammy took to stealing when he got that empty feeling for $100 habit without overtime. And the gold rolled through his veins like a thousand railroad trains. That he chose while the kids ran around wearing other people's clothes. There's a hole in Daddy's arm where all the money goes. Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears, don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios. Mm-hmm. Sam Stone was alone when he popped his last balloon, climbing walls while sitting in a chair. Well, he played his last request while the room smelled just like death, with an overdose hovering in the air. But life had lost its fun, and there was nothing to be done but trade his house that he bought on the G.I. Bill for a flag-draped casket on a local hero's hill. There's a hole in Daddy's arm where all the money goes. Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears, don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios. Called the Shakes.
people who still hate us, they don't live here anymore. Thank God I don't live here anymore. That's why I say gather around, you people now. Get your money out to lend. We're all leaving town for good again. Good again. If you don't like people who live in attics, now might it be the time to say, 'cause everybody who's anybody, in my opinion, at one time lived in somebody's hallway.
That was For Good Again by the one and only The Devil Makes Three. And before that was John Prine, Sam Stone. Before that was Keep It to Yourself by Kacey Musgraves from her first album, Same Trailer, Different Park, the one and only. And thank you guys for listening. I'm Gabriella the Hun. This is One Pot Wonder. This is the end of an era, even though One Pot Wonder will live on and continue. Even though I've been writing on the walls of this room that, like, Gabriella the Hun is dead. Yeah.
Do you have a successor?
No.
Of the three of us, who would you pick to be your successor? Sorry for putting you on the spot.
I wouldn't pick you, Jess.
Well, that makes it easier. No, you just have to
I wouldn't pick you either. I'd pick Rachel.
Oh, good. Congrats, Rachel.
That was actually an easy decision. Congrats. You got the gig.
Obviously the worst choice.
Thanks for being here, you guys. I hope you enjoyed it. If anyone ever wants to come be a guest on WMFO on One Pot Wonder, just let me know. It's a good time, even though these guys suck as guests.
Yeah. And also, happy almost birthday to Gabi.
Thank you. Happy
even
graduation.
Happy
congrats,
early
guys.
Graduation to us all.
Yep.
Yeah. Happy belated birthday, Jess and Rachel and Katie and myself.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's actually a
birthday
party, right?
No. No.
No, we said it was your half birthday or that past
birthday. No, that was like months ago, I think. Oh, well.
Oh.
Yeah. But we're excited for graduation, or are we? Yeah. Well, thanks for listening, guys. On that note, here's a song by Lost Dog Street Band, who really are amazing. You guys are going to love it. I couldn't decide what to play, so I just asked these people here that I just told them the titles of the songs, and they chose one, so I'm going to play September Doves. Which is from their latest album that came out last year, Rage and Tragedy. It's a really good song. And after that, some Guy Clark. And then, hopefully the people won't show up, and then after that, I'll play your requests. I'll give it.
At the very end.
When no one's listening.
Yeah, the end is the good, always the best part.
Yeah, you're right. Good point.
Or it's all the things that you hoped you wouldn't have time to get to, and then there's... I'm just kidding. Okay. Well, here's Lost Dog Street Band.
Sacred place, home back where I grew, between three old pine trees that nobody knew. And I'd close my eyes and pass the time like youngins often. Been so battered by the things that we have seen.